This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. United States President Joe Biden is threatening new sanctions on Myanmar. The threat comes after a coup that saw the military arrest the civilian leaders of the government. Disappointment with former opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been detained by the military, has run high. President Biden said Monday the military seizure of power and declaration of a national state of emergency are, quote, a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. An announcement read on military-owned Mayawati TV said the military would take control of the country for 1 year. It said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on the military's claim of fraud in November's elections and because it allowed the election to go ahead despite the coronavirus pandemic. The takeover came the morning the country's new parliament session was to begin. Moscow, Russia is bracing for more protests seeking the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who faces a court hearing on Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people filled the streets across the country Sunday for a second straight weekend, calling for his freedom with thousands of arrests. The protests were the largest outpouring of discontent in Russia in years. Navalny was jailed last month and faces years in prison. A human rights group says over 5,400 protesters were detained and some were beaten. One of those taken into custody for several hours was Navalny's wife, Yulia, who was ordered to pay a fine of about $265 for participating in an unauthorized rally. This is VOA News.